It is a landmark in the nation's opioid crisis. A group of state attorneys general has reached a $26 billion settlement with companies that made and distributed prescription painkillers. The national deal also bans Johnson & Johnson from making or marketing opioids for the next decade. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann is here with more. And Brian, let's start with people, the human beings who this could help. 93,000 Americans died from drug overdoses last year. How could the settlement slow the opioid epidemic?
Yeah, the state attorneys general who announced this settlement today say it is a huge step toward finally curbing this public health crisis. More than 500,000 Americans have died from opioid overdoses since the drug industry started aggressively marketing these highly addictive pain pills. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein, who led these negotiations, said today most of the $26 billion will go directly to treatment and recovery.
The vast majority of the resources from this secured from these settlements must go to abatement. It's a provision in the agreements that we have with the defendants. They will be subject to court order.
And so for cash-strapped drug programs and public health departments around the country, Mary Louise, experts are saying this could really be a game changer.
And how quickly could it change the game? What has to happen before this money starts flowing?
Yeah, there is a process now where states have 30 days to opt in. The AGs who spoke today say they believe roughly 40 states will do so quickly. They hope to get more states on board. Local governments have a bit longer to weigh in on whether they'll join the settlement. The payouts could actually be reduced if a bunch of states don't sign on. And we have already heard from Attorney General Patrick Morrisey from West Virginia, who signaled he won't accept the deal. He doesn't think enough of the money goes to small rural states that have been hit really hard by the opioid crisis. But experts tell NPR they think a lot of state and local governments will embrace this. And I should say, late this afternoon, a coalition of attorneys representing many of these governments issued a joint statement. They're endorsing this settlement.
What about the drug companies? What are they saying today?
Yeah, these firms have long denied any wrongdoing. And in a statement to NPR this afternoon, Johnson & Johnson again said the company acted in a way with its opioid sales that was appropriate and responsible. They agreed to this settlement, they say, as part of an effort to just resolve these thousands of lawsuits. As you mentioned earlier, this deal does prohibit J&J from making or marketing opioid medications for the next 10 years. The company had voluntarily stopped making opioid pills last year. I did speak about this part of the settlement with New York Attorney General Letitia James. The structure does not cause these companies to acknowledge any wrongdoing, and she said that's disappointing.
It's very, very frustrating. But in order to get any concession, as much resources as we possibly could, particularly at this point in time, we had to make concessions.
And this really is part of a pattern. Over and over during this reckoning over corporate America's role in the opioid crisis, companies have agreed to pay billions of dollars to settle these civil lawsuits, but we've seen few corporate executives charged criminally, and these companies have rarely admitted any wrongdoing.
And what is the big picture here? Will opioid lawsuits just finish? Do they end the same way that the tobacco settlement ended the legal fight over the harm caused by cigarettes?
No, this particular legal fight is expected to grind on. This resolves the situation with four of the big players, but a lot of other lawsuits are underway around the country, including against pharmacy chains that sold these opioids. CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart still face that legal reckoning. But this is a big step toward national resolution.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
And NPR's Brian Mann.